Welcome to Intentional Living. Dr. Randy here. Let me ask you a question. Has inertia settled into your marriage, into your family? You know, inertia can be a law of physics that can be very destructive. We all know inertia. We've heard it. Maybe some of us thinking, well, what is the definition? I'll tell you that in a moment. But if you're feeling like you've got inertia in your marriage, kind of stuck, maybe feeling a lack of control, feeling helpless, hopeless, maybe there's sadness, or maybe you just, there's a routineness to your marriage. You're just heading in the same direction, but you realize it's kind of off course a little bit. We got some real positive help for you today. Dr. Randy here, live in the studio, along with the ladies. Jennifer's here, and Amy has taken Stephen's spot answering the phones today, and she'd love to talk to you as well. And then Gino is over there in the corner with our Facebook. Welcome to our Facebook friends all around the world. Go ahead and share that you're part of Intentional Living today. I know it'll be an encouragement to others as well. All right. Inertia. Remember physics? Maybe you had physics in high school or physics in college, and you think, well, inertia. All right, I get it. Here's the definition of inertia. Inertia is a property of matter by which it continues in its existing state of rest or uniform motion in a straight line, unless that state is changed by an external force. In other words, if you're stuck, you're stuck. If you're going in one direction, you're going to keep going in that same direction, unless there's some external force that comes to play. You know, some of you, you had inertia in your life. You were headed in the wrong direction day in and day out, and God got a hold of your life, and the Holy Spirit broke that inertia, changed the direction. Some of you have been stuck. And you just do feel that lack of control or helplessness. And we're talking marriage today. And you know what? It's very clear. Everything you read, the solution for inertia is movement in a new direction, breaking inertia. We've all heard it said that you can take a giant locomotive and bring it to a stop and put a 2x4 in front of its wheels, and it can't move. Now, you get that same locomotive going 60 miles an hour, and it can blow through a lot of things, right? There's power in movement and in the right movement. So here's what we're going to do today. You ready? Amy, you ready to go? We're going to open the phone lines. We're talking about breaking inertia. What one thing have you done to break inertia in your marriage? Change the direction or get movement in the right direction. Something you've done, really practical. Praying together, spending more time together, setting goals together. I don't know, what is it? One thing that you've done in your marriage relationship to break inertia. Give us a call. 888-1717. We're doing this, by the way, today to be sort of instructive and encouraging and motivational. And maybe a little provoking for some of you who are feeling like inertia has settled into your marriage, and you're going to be encouraged today. All right. It's up to you all. Come and join me. I need the help of our Intentional Living community. Phone line 888-1717, 888-1717 is the number. Let's go. Kristen in Michigan, thanks for your call. What's your one thing?
It's definitely communication. My husband and I have been together for nearly 11 years. Married and then together for 16. But early on, we decided communication is very important, so much so that I have a minor in communication and he went to school to take classes in communication so we could learn how to properly communicate with each other.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't do that. Communication is a key to marriage. Is it a process that you go through? Can you give a couple tips of what you've learned that in practical ways to help you communicate?
When we communicate, we really try to listen to understand, not listen to defend. So sometimes when we're listening to a spouse, in Corinthians it says love is kindness, love is patient, love is all of these things, but sometimes you're not patient with your spouse and those, you know, things pop up, and when they're not kind or they're not patient, first thing you want to do is you want to defend, right? You don't want to be wrong. Yeah. And so Right. We listen to understand and we clarify, we check in. You know, when you communicate, you have a receiver and you have a sender, but there's sometimes breakdown that happens in that message. So we'll check in and say, okay, this is what I heard. Is this what you mean? And we make sure we're really understanding what that person is trying to tell us, because it's important. It's important to listen and process through that.
All right. Absolutely. Kristen, thank you. Breaking inertia. If you guys aren't communicating now, or you're communicating ineffective ways, either way, it's inertia. It's a negative thing. It can be a powerfully destructive force in your marriage. And Kristen reminds us that what the Bible says, there would be swift in listening and slow in speaking. Swift listeners. I don't know if you ever heard that before. I mean, that's what the Bible says. A swift listener to me is the one with the ear. You can almost see the hand over the ear saying, "What? I want to make sure I hear this. I'm swift. I'm focused. I'm being intentional," right? And you're going to be quick to listen and be slow to speak, which is a lot of powerful wisdom, by the way. All right. Very good. Thank you. What about you? What one thing has helped you maybe break some inertia to get some movement in a better direction, a healthier direction, a positive direction in your marriage? Something that you look back and say, wow, we are headed in the right direction because this is one thing we do. Give us a call. 888-888-1717. We'll get with Tanya in just a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. My name is Juan, and I've been hearing your program, and it's been really helping me. I am going through a separation, possible divorce. I've been taking the challenges that you've been saying on the radio, and before I even turn on the TV to watch the weather or sports, I get on my knees and pray and fall asleep praying. These last couple of weeks, the Lord has been opening doors for a new job, and I believe that the Lord's showing me things, that He's with me. He says that He will show you things, big things and impossible, for those that trust in Him, and I believe that the Lord's telling me that He's going to work through this marriage. I just ask you to keep my wife, Veronica, in prayer, and I want to support your ministry, and I did it, and I really bless God for your ministry, and I pray that God use you to help others. God bless you, and we'll be supporting you.
Amen. Hey, thank you, Juan. Appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you. A little applause here for Juan. He breaking inertia by waking up to the fact that we have to be attentive, and he's just getting really focused. You know what? You and I can change things in our life today. With God's help, we can change things in our lives today by breaking the negative inertia that can settle in to our relationships. All right. Busy lines. If you get busy, just keep calling. Amy will grab you and get you set up. 888-888-1717. Let's go. Tanya in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
I'm great, doctor. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call. How have you broken inertia in your marriage?
Well, I read in a book that praying and asking God to help me, the spouse, love my spouse the way that Christ loves my spouse and how Christ sees my spouse. And I tried that a couple years ago, and it absolutely has moved mountains in my marriage. I pray that the Lord will help me see Him and love Him the way that He sees Him and the way He loves Him. And I can't speak, I can't proclaim the awesomeness of that broadly or loudly enough.
Put a little bit more into that in terms of what does that mean, Tanya? I mean, you saw your husband in a certain way. How has that changed? I mean, in a really practical way, what did you see then and what do you see now when you look at your husband?
Well, I don't think he's changed. I think I changed.
Yeah.
My patience. I have patience. So whereas I used to, if something were to happen and I got upset by it or frustrated or just negative thoughts, I have patience and I seek to understand first before I even entertain a negative thought or an accusatory impulse. I'm thinking and I'm being patient and I'm benefit of the doubt, I would say those are the things that have happened in me. I don't know that I can't say he changed much. It was me.
Interesting. And how has your marriage been impacted by this?
He's amazingly loving. He was never not loving to me, but I feel like I see him as being more loving to me, probably because I'm being more loving to him.
Yeah. It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
It's beautiful. I'm enjoying having Christ in our marriage more and more every day.
That's great. All right. We break inertia. Tanya reminds us you can break inertia by changing your automatic response or your automatic thinking about your spouse that can take you into negative places, and praying for your spouse and getting it right, taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ, being renewed in the spirit of our minds. Paul says in Philippians 4, whatever is right, true, admirable, praiseworthy, of good report, think on such things. And so it does come down to what we think about, doesn't it? All right, Tanya, thank you for your call. Glad you're listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right, you can join in as well, 888-888-1717. Kisha in Michigan, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. What one thing in your marriage to break inertia?
Well, my husband suffered a stroke in October, and so he has aphasia, and he can't walk. But we continue to do a lot of things that we were doing. We go out places, now that the weather's warm, to the park. We dance, we sing, we do those, just try to keep doing the things that we were doing. And as I was saying, I it's like I fell in love a second time. I don't feel stressed. I think this is, I don't find like this is any more than I can handle. I think we prepared for it, but at the same time, I'm just enjoying my marriage with my husband, because I said for better, for worse, sicker, and in death. And that's where we are. We're going to take each day and just enjoy every single day.
Do you enjoy it more now than before, do you think? Or you're more mindful of your marriage than before?
I don't know. I think I enjoy it more, you know, because it just wakes up some things inside of you that makes you just so joyful and happy, even just to still have them, because somebody didn't wake up today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
So I really I love my husband in the beginning, and I love him now.
Good for you. And he's a lucky man. He's a blessed man. Let's put it that way, right? Hey, yeah. We're in Michigan. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
I'm in Southfield, Michigan.
Oh, all right. Great. Well, mm-hmm. The reason I ask is because you're under the signal of the new signal from Family Life Radio, in 91.3 there in Detroit, Metro Detroit, mm-hmm. and I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, I've been listening for a long time, long years and years and years.
All right.
We're members of North, you know, of a church, and we enjoy going to church sometimes. You know, the weather's warmer, we'll go into the church now. Where it was cold, it was a little difficult to move the wheelchair, but. Yeah. You know, we're not going to stop giving God the glory. That's all I can say.
Amen to that. Thank you for your call, Tanya. And Kisha, she was obviously, because our new signal, 91.3, is it 93.1? I'm sorry. I got a little bit backward there. That may tell you something about me. 93.1 in Detroit. And she said she'd been listening for a while, because we had in the past a low signal in the Detroit area, hardly covered, and she must have been hearing that one in Southfield. So that's good. Now reaching all across Metro Detroit, Southeast Michigan, fantastic, and all the way across the state with our network and around the country. All right. That's just my techie side of me here. We're talking about marriage today and breaking inertia. If you just joined us, inertia is the tendency in physics for something to stay in the state it's in. So if you look at things that are staying stationary around you, they stay stationary, like this bottle of water I have in front of me, until I just picked it up. I changed inertia there. I mean, I changed it by putting energy into it and lifting it up. And at the same time, you might be moving in a certain direction, and inertia says you're going to keep moving in that direction unless some force comes along and changes you. I call those either the aha or oh no moments in life. The aha moment is when God reveals through his Holy Spirit something going on in your life, and you say, aha, and you make a change. or you have an oh no moment. It could be, you know what oh no moments feel like. And they can also change you in your life. And today we're just saying, hey, we're talking marriage. Inertia can settle in where you're feeling kind of helpless, hopeless, stuck, or just kind of going in the wrong direction. And we got folks saying, hey, here's something we're doing, something that's making a difference. What's making a difference in your marriage? The word forgiveness is showing up all over the place today. So we got it. Forgiveness. It's hard to do. Forgiveness with an ex-spouse, forgiveness in a relationship, forgiving yourself. That's a big part of breaking inertia as well and doing it in a godly way. All right, you can join us. What's one thing that's helped you in your marriage? One thing you're doing that's making a difference? 888-888-1717. We'll be right back.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Mother's Day is almost here, and Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now, you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And when you do that, you're making a difference. I just want to say a thank you to those of you who are praying for and supporting the ministry of Intentional Living. And many of you have joined recently from all over the country saying we want to be a part of this journey. Life around us is just craziness. It's Crazyville out there. And what we're choosing to do is live more intentionally in our faith, knowing what it means to follow Christ, be in a community of people that see that as important, not perfect people, fallen people who are getting up every day and saying we want to be a little more conformed to the image of Christ in our life. That's intentional living. And you're helping us share that message, people coming to Christ, marriages being saved, homes being encouraged. Thank you. When you join us, by the way, in monthly support, we're going to make sure you get access to all of the teaching, all the encouragement center of our teaching from Intentional Living, all of my lessons and all of those things. We'd love to get to you. Now, the phone lines have just reopened. If you want to join us, what's one thing that you've been doing in your marriage that's made a difference? Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Anna, in Arizona, how are you today?
I'm doing good, sir. I have to say I'm blessed and I'm thankful, and I will not complain, as a friend always tells me.
There you go. That's easy to do, though, isn't it, in this world? I mean, we can get up, be grumpy days and head in the wrong direction. Yeah. So what one thing have you been doing that's made a difference in your marriage?
So I have learned, as a previous lady mentioned, to change within ourselves. And if we change within ourselves and show love, then, it's just like a rolling effect. The other individual will show love. And I've been married for 24 years. We have 20-year-olds. And if we keep God at the top and foremost in our lives, in our marriage, then everything else seems to fall into place.
Yeah.
And I was able to pray with my husband this morning. We've had challenges. And I was able to pray with my husband this morning as he went to work. And I shared that with him, and he accepted it.
Yeah.
So I do believe that God is all glory. And as long as, God is love, love is God. And if we keep him at the top and foremost, in any mountain and any challenge in life, and marriage in particular, he will make everything glorious.
Yes.
Because he's our creator.
Tell us a little bit about that experience. What is it like when you and your husband pray together? Is it something you regularly do, or is it something you desire more of? Or what's that experience like for the two of you?
At the very beginning, it was challenging, and now it seems like it's getting easier. And this morning, before I prayed with him as he was on his way to work, I prayed the Lord to give me the words. And it was just an awesome experience. I felt that I was heard I felt the Holy Spirit. I felt the bonding and the unification, the being unified. Because there's so much separateness and division. And I believe spirits cause, you know, division. And so just having that experience and praying, it just made everything so much more stronger and the love to be there.
Yeah.
And so it was amazing. And it has been amazing.
But you had to act on it. We're talking about inertia today.
Sir.
Otherwise, we just keep doing the same thing, expecting a different kind of an outcome. And of course, we know that that is another form of not a good idea. It could be a form of insanity in our life, right? So you decided, hey, we need to be praying together more, and you just took the initiative, it sounds like.
Yes, sir. And I try to do that. You know, sometimes some people are tired, you know, going to work and not at that moment. And, you know, it's been said, you know, not right now, but, you know, the Lord works within me and gives me that perseverance and trust. Yeah. And so I trusted the Lord, and he spoke to me and said, pray. Yeah. And so I try to pray in the morning. I pray with my spouse, my husband, and with my kids included. And I take every chance, every moment to send scriptures. You know, we're so much into media and texting. Yeah. Well, since my kids are into texting, I try to take that initiative and send them a scripture or a prayer and let them know I'm praying for them.
Yep.
And so starting with God is the top, our spouse and family. And, you know, it's all a triangle. And keeping God at the top and foremost, that's the most important. And it's been very glorious for me.
Oh, fantastic.
And so I give thanks for that. I give thanks for prayer.
Good for you. Well, you certainly have broken inertia, and you've been moving forward in the right direction, and you hear it coming through your story. Thank you, Anna, for your call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
He has, and thanks for listening. Let's go to Tim. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. What's your one thing for your marriage? What have you been doing?
I have recently started going to a Celebrate Recovery group at a local church.
Oh, good for you. How's that going?
So, more focused on myself. It's going really well. I'm meeting a lot of brothers that have already been there to help me when I need them, when I call on them. They pray for me. They give me scripture. They give me encouragement. It's amazing to hear so many people with very similar situations. And when I hear that they've already gone through that, it's so encouraging to hear that, because I get very discouraged with my family and my marriage's situation. And so instead of trying to focus on telling them everything that I believe they need to change or do different, I'm focusing on myself as number one, by putting God as number one.
Good for you. How's that impacting your marriage so far?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's very discouraging right now. It seems like every day is kind of five steps backwards, but I'm staying the course. And I'm continuing to lean on my other brothers, and I'm continuing to go to this class, which I've been going to for about 2.5 months. So, like one of my brothers told me, he said, we've caused damage for a lot of years. We may not have had the best behavior for a lot of years. So when we start doing right, it doesn't mean that it's going to change tomorrow. And so I'm at it for 2.5 months, and I intend to continue.
All right. Well, good for you, Tim. Listen, let me just add, like it or not, what happens in systems within a family is, even though it might not be healthy, it's just sort of hold things together because we're just doing the same thing. We talk about inertia. Now, all of a sudden, you're changing. You're saying, hey, I want something different in my life, and I'm doing things, and I don't know. I'm just speculating, but you're changing the system a little bit. You see what's happening? You're growing. You're making changes, and even though you would think, well, logically, my wife should be just really positive and excited about that. And well, that's great. She may be, I don't know, like you said, based on past behavior. Well, I don't know. You're changing where her mind was. She's put you in a certain category in her head. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to change, and now she's got to work that through in her own life. And that can create a little bit of dissonance. Does that make sense?
It's exactly what it feels like, yes.
Yeah, and so stay the course. Listen, that happens with us when we try to lose weight or when we try to change a behavior with our money. It's disruptive and it's upsetting. And so that can happen within the system of a marriage. I would just encourage you, you didn't ask for it, but I'll give it to you free here, Tim. You just keep doing the right thing to grow, to become the man that you want to be and God wants you to be, and let your wife come along in her own pace and her own time. You're not the Holy Spirit. You don't have to change anything there. You just live out what you're learning and what you're being taught, and love her and love God and just let time take its course. And the fact that she's hanging in there with you, thumbs up, because a lot of times that isn't what happens. They're out the door, right? And so we'll pray. I hope others will as well. Pray that God will do something in your life and in your life of your marriage. All right, tell you what, we're just a minute out from closing this up today. However, after we go off the air live, we're all going to stay here for another half hour and just talk and then record it, and then we'll play it next week, next Monday. And so I'd love to have you call. We're having a great time. We're talking about inertia, if you've just turned the radio on. Inertia is that thing, that law of physics, that we tend to stay in the same place we're in now. If we're stuck, we're stuck. If we're moving in a certain direction, we keep moving in that direction. It's a law of physics of matter, but it's a law of physics, I think, in relationships and in our life. And so the question is, if you've been feeling inertia in your marriage, feeling stuck or heading in the wrong direction, what one thing have you been doing? What one thing have you done to try to break inertia? Because that's what it takes. Movement, a new force, positive direction. What has God led you to do that's in a positive direction? Give us a call. We'll line you up, and we'd love to talk to you here in the next half hour. The phone line is open, 888-888-1717. On behalf of my wife, my bride, we've been married for a lot of years. And we got to watch for it, too, because easily in our place, you can just take things for routineness in marriage. And we need to continue to look at how do we bring to our marriage breaking inertia in a positive way. So for my wife, Donna, and for Jennifer and Amy today, and Gino, thank you for being a part of Intentional Living, for our entire team behind the scenes, and for all of our radio stations around the country, and those of you joining us around the world online, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life. And you can say a special thanks to our supporters, those who pray for and financially support this listener-supported ministry. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.